call this business meeting to order February 13, 2018, 6:30 PM. Ms. Long, will you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Gooch?
Here.
Councilmember Kelly?
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Here.
Councilmember Rashay?
Here.
Councilmember Cummings?
Here.
Councilmember Hutchins?
Here.
Mayor Curtis?
Here.
I have requested that the Boy Scout troop step forward. They're going to be leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance today.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Scout salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. May I have the number of the troop?
Troop 795 and Troop 700 are represented.
Thank you. We had no one to sign up for citizen. Oh, approval of the minutes. Oops. Everyone was provided with a copy of the minutes for the January 9th, 2018 council meeting. Are there any corrections? Hearing no corrections, the minutes of the January 9th, 2018 meeting are hereby approved. Citizen comments. We have no one to sign up for citizen comments. We'll move directly into the business section. New business, Chief Hanshaw, it looks like surplus weapons, police department.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, better.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for your patience. This is, I think, briefly we spoke in the last one. It's the surplus shotguns and a couple of rifles and more older items that we wanted to get rid of and no longer need or use.
Yes. Okay. Have a motion?
Yes, Ms. Houlihan. I move that council approve the surplus of the items outlined by Chief Hanshaw.
Second.
Have a motion by Ms. Houlihan being seconded by Mr. Cummings. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Hanshaw. Chief Hanshaw.
Thank you.
Next is Mr. Jay Crawford, agreement for professional services with Fraser Engineering.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and City Council. Last meeting, we presented a contract addendum from Fraser Engineering, who is overseeing our sewer rehabilitation program, to extend this contract out to see us through the completion of our sewer rehab project, which will go through 2019. And his price to complete all the work that's got to be done on that is $872,970. And that would include completing the project planning for the remainder of the work to be done. Then after the work's completed, he has to come in and do flow monitoring to determine how much water we've taken out of the sewer system. And then along with that, it's got TV inspections, manhole inspections that he has to have done to get all the work lined up that needs to be done to finish up the work.
Do you have a motion at this time? Yes, Ms. Houlihan.
Madam Mayor, I move that council approve amendment number one to the agreement dated February 7, 2015 between the City of Simpsonville and Fraser Engineering.
Second.
I have a motion from Ms. Houlihan being seconded by Mr. Gooch. Discussion? Yes, Mr. Gooch.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Crawford, when will we be able to get an update on the engineering services to date and where we stand as far as repairs and rehabilitation go?
That will be presented at the next meeting, the fourth Tuesday of this month.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Crawford. Ms. Long, at this time, employee handbook.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. As you're aware, our workers' compensation and property and liability insurance is through the Municipal Association of South Carolina. Each year, that staff reviews our compliance with risk factors. And one of the risk factors is our compliance with the personnel standard, which is updating our policies and procedures. That's done every 5 years and reviewed by a labor attorney. It was 2014 when we last reviewed our policies. It's not been quite 5 years, but we have identified some policies that needed updating and some new policies that were needed. The handbook was provided to you all on January the 9th, 2018 for your review. This has been through the labor attorney for review, therefore your approval may be for a record only. Thank you.
Do we have a motion at this time? Yes, Ms. Houlihan.
Madam Mayor, I move that council approve the human resources policy revisions as outlined in the manual that was provided to council on January 9th, 2018.
Second.
I have a motion for Ms. Houlihan being seconded by Mr. Cummings. Discussion. Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Long. It looks like you've got safety policy resolution.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mayor and Council. Again, in keeping with compliance with the risk factors provided with the Municipal Association of South Carolina, one of them is our commitment to safety, providing training to our employees and identifying potential safety issues. Our ongoing commitment to safety is pledged by resolution by the governing board after each election. Resolution number 2018-01, safety policy documents, is our commitment to this safety standard. This resolution will only require one vote. Thank you.
Have a motion at this time? Yes, Mr. Cummings.
I'll make a motion to approve Safety Policy Resolution 2018-01, first reading.
Second. I have a motion for Mr. Cummings being seconded by Ms. Houlihan. Discussion. Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Long.
Thank you.
Next, Mr. Williams, Metro Sewer District.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, this is for informational purposes only. You should have received a memo from me regarding a meeting we had with Carol Elliott with Metropolitan Sewer District regarding the collection of tax millage on their behalf. The agreement that was presented to us at that meeting was sent to our attorney for review, and we both are in agreement that this is something that we should not do, nor do we have the ability to do. Mr. Holmes reached out to their legal and advised them, as of today, I believe it was, that the city is not in any way going to agree to what was presented. Mr. Holmes can answer any questions regarding his response.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions of Mr. Holmes? Thank you. Next, Mr. Knudsen. It looks like we're doing first reading of AXZ-2018-01, annexation, rezoning of 530 Harrison Bridge Road.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council. Should be up here. No. So as presented in during the committee of the whole meeting, this is an application requesting annexation into the city, and it is, as shown on screen, located along Harrison Bridge Road. Nothing has changed since it was last presented.
Do I have a motion?
Madam Mayor.
Yes, Ms. Hulango.
I move that council approve on first reading AXZ-2018-01, the annexation rezoning of 530 Harrison Ridge Road.
Second.
I have a motion for Ms. Hulango, being seconded by Mr. Cummings. Discussion. No discussion? Okay, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed?
No.
No.
07.
07. Motion fails, excuse me. Next, we have first reading of AXZ-2018-02, annexation rezoning of property at 309 Highway 14. Mr. Knudsen.
Again, this is an agenda item for an annexation into the city. The requested zoning is to the business limited, as you see, it's the same across the street. Nothing has changed since it was presented during committee of the whole meeting.
Have a motion?
I move to approve on the first reading of AXZ-2018-02, annexation rezoning of property at 309 Highway 14.
Second.
I have a motion from Ms. Kelly, being seconded by Mr. Hutchins. Discussion. Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, we have a need for executive session for the discussion of negotiations incident to proposed contractual arrangements concerning the Cultural Arts Center. Upon returning to open session, council may act on matters discussed in executive session. We have a motion at this time. Madam Mayor. Yes, Ms. Hulango.
We move that we go into executive session for the discussion of negotiations incident to proposed contractual arrangements concerning Cultural Arts Center.
Second.
I have a motion for Ms. Hulango, seconded by Mr. Hutchins. Discussion. Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor to go into executive session for the discussion of negotiations incident to proposed contractual arrangements concerning the Cultural Arts Center. Upon returning to open session, council may act on matters discussed in executive session. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are in executive session for the discussion of negotiations incident to proposed contractual arrangements concerning the Cultural Arts Center. Upon returning to open session, council may act on matters discussed in executive session. Thank you.